a wrap up. I really think we should just have a conversation. But a wrap up makes it sound like I've been privileged to hear all of the conversations that were happening off stage. But I didn't get to hear all of them, but I got to hear some. And so that was a delight and a gift for me. I guess, you know, yesterday I was asked, you know, what are your hopes for this conference? And I said that I hope that you have strengthened old friendships or made new friendships, that you have seen the Spirit working in someone's here that surprised you. And I wonder now, you know, where do we go from here as women trying to follow Jesus wherever we are? What are some of the takeaways for us? And I wanted to leave you with four words: pray, proclaim, persevere, and practice. It's nice that they all start with a P. That was not entirely intentional. I couldn't think of anything else to substitute for prayer. Pray, proclaim, persevere, and practice. Pray. Don't ever be too busy that you don't have time to pray. Set an alarm on your phone. Listen to the Psalms instead of your favorite playlist. Find at least one other person, maybe someone you've met here, to pray with and to keep you accountable. We don't grow in discipleship in a vacuum. You've got to have others. So find someone. And it's okay if you don't feel anything. It's okay if you don't even know what to pray for. Sit in silence. Listen rather than talk. Pray. Pray for one another. Pray even for the person you don't like. Proclaim. You don't have to have a degree in theology or church ministry or even work for a church to tell others about Jesus. At lunch, I was talking with some of you about the treasure and the story of the two disciples, the couple on the road to Emmaus, and their excitement at sharing the good news. Maybe you've heard the analogy, the little story of the young man that falls in love with the young woman, and he's so excited about her, so passionate, that he cannot stop telling people about her. He drives everyone crazy because he's constantly telling others about her and his love for her. Why aren't we like that with Jesus? That's how it should be. That's how we should be about Jesus. When I was a student, university student, I would go occasionally, at least once a month, usually more often than that, on Sundays after church, to a home for the elderly, and just to sit there, really. And there was a woman named Mabel, and Mabel had been there for longer than I had been alive at that time. So she had probably been there some 20 plus years when I met her. And Mabel was blind. She was bedridden And for all I knew, she'd been like that forever. And she didn't have any family. She was just there in this place. It wasn't a horrible place. It wasn't a great place either. And she, every time that I was there with her, she was always singing the old hymn, "Jesus is all the world to me," all the time. And then she would say, "You know, Jesus is very good. Jesus is very good to me." And I'm thinking, good grief, you know. She's, you know, here's this, I don't even know how old she was, but she'd been there for what to me was a lifetime, and her entire horizon was Jesus. And that's how she talked to everyone, the nurses, the doctors, the staff. That was her horizon. She was so passionately in love with Jesus that that's all she could talk about, all she could sing and all she could talk about. And I remember thinking, I want to grow old like this. Not sure how, but I want to learn this, this secret. And I think part of reflecting now backwards, that was part of my learning. I'm not like Mabel, but God was already teaching me through her. So proclaim like Mabel and pay attention. Look out for the Mabels around you. There might be more than you think. We need the Mabels to remind one another of our first love for Jesus and to be that excited about proclaiming Jesus to others. Persevere. Like Abraham and Sarah, Peter, Mary, Lydia, Ruth, there will be ups and downs. We will make mistakes. We do make mistakes. But don't give up. Remember, God is very, very patient. Encourage and build one another up. It's really hard to persevere alone. As women in this church or whatever church you're in or in your home group, encourage and build one another up. And here, if you live in Hong Kong or if you live like where I do, keep the stories of the persecuted Christians always before you. And if they're not telling those stories in your church, have a word with the pastor. Because one of the reasons why we're not as excited, as passionate about telling others about Jesus is because it's just kind of day-to-day stuff. There's nothing at stake. Now, you're closer to places where there is a lot at stake for Christians. They're closer geographically than I am. But that's one of the reasons why we need these stories. The passion in Acts, these stories that we've been reading, is partly because of that. And we're not in that context, and we don't want to pray for persecution, but we do need those Christians to remind us of what is at stake and to remind us of the urgency of the proclamation. Because without their voices, it's just too comfortable for us. And comfort is no place for growth. Finally, practice. Practice love. Practice patience, truthfulness. Practice praying, as I said. Practice praying for that person you don't like. Practice looking for the person that gets overlooked. practice generosity. Practice celebrating someone else, as individuals and as church. We were talking at lunch. Have you noticed, have you ever thought about the fact that it's easier to send a condolences card than it is to send a congratulations card or a well done card? Seriously, that is how petty we can be. Instead of saying, well done on that promotion, well, we do say that sometimes, I hope, but it's often easier to acknowledge the suffering of someone else or something that's gone wrong than it is to genuinely celebrate an accomplishment. So practice celebrating one another. I often find that the end of a conference is rather sad because you have to go back to normal life. You have to go back to the day-to-day stuff. But actually, it's kind of a good pattern because the Christian life isn't a mountaintop experience all the time, is it? It's highs and lows. So when you go from here, when we all go from here to daily life, take these friendships, take names and addresses, phone numbers from someone new that you've met here. Take the friendships and open your eyes to the surprises of God's Spirit in the day to day. In the day to day. And commit. Practice a type of commitment, a commitment to one another. You know, I hope that that St. Andrew's and that other churches here keep this conference going. Keep providing spaces for meeting different people. The places where those boundaries can be crossed. Who's not here? Who's not here? And what are we missing out of God's Spirit because of the women that aren't here or couldn't be here? I hope that this conference or gatherings like this continue so that the church can be seen as the place that provides a space, a safe space for women, a place where young women might find encouragement from one another and from others. A place where you can discuss in truthfulness the challenges of the difficulties, how hard it is to be a woman in this society. I don't know which workshop you went to, but I mean, I think my understanding was that one of them was addressing relationships or even issues of marriage and singleness. And I think the church has got to be a place where the vocation of singleness, and in particular, single women, is cherished and lifted up as this person is extremely gifted by God. And that's a hard thing to do in a society, in a world, really, that praises relationships of all sorts, actually. But, you know, it's almost like you're not fully human if you're not in some kind of a relationship. That is so not biblical. That is so... The relationships, of course, are key to who we are. But they are, we are brought together by the Spirit. And the Spirit enables each one. And wouldn't it be great if the church could be known as the place that says, yes, this person, single, married, widowed. This person is instrumental in God's kingdom. And that's kind of hard to do outside of safe spaces like places like this. And so I do hope that these types of gatherings will happen. But think about that when you go from this place. Maybe your home can be a small version of a safe space, of a place of gathering and of meeting. Or just go out and get a cup of coffee with someone. There's another Getty song, and I'll finish here. There's another song by the same couple that wrote the theme song, and it's called, I think it's called At the Cross of Jesus, is the title, by Keith, by the Gettys. And the words of the song go, "At the cross of Jesus we meet. At the cross of Jesus, strangers are made friends. At the cross of Jesus, love encompasses all." That doesn't sound like the right number of syllables for the music. But anyway, I told you I wasn't a musician. That proves it. At the cross of Jesus, strangers are made friends. Look for the places where the Spirit is showing you where those strangers are. And find those friends when you go from here. Take them from here. Be friends from here. Because there's a lot of people out there who don't know about that love. There's a lot of people out there watching us. They don't know the difference between this church and the one down the road. What if they saw in us a type of love that they don't see anywhere else? Jesus loved indiscriminately. He even loved the Pharisees. There was never repulsion in Jesus, whether you were sick, young, old, rich, poor, right or wrong theologically. Jesus loved. And that is a gift that the Spirit has given to us. And I think, right here, I know, God has enabled you to show that love. I mean, you could transform this city overnight. Much more powerful than any typhoon. Much more powerful. So know that I will be praying for you, and you pray for me. That's what I always say in our little group and companions and with my kids. You pray for me and I'll pray for you. And that is a promise that we should make to one another for real and to keep it, because through that God speaks to us and enables us to do the work that he's given us to do. So go, pray, and don't forget, shine like stars.